You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called Taming Trevor, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
Taming Trevor, written by Alex Hawk. I turned the TV up louder, doing my best to ignore the noises from the other room while trying to watch a program for my history class. Trevor, my 13-year-old brother, was in there listening to music. Loud music. Bad loud music. Really, really awfully bad loud music. Finally, I'd had enough. I went over to my brother's bedroom door and pounded on it. Trevor, turn that shit down. Fuck you, Elsie. You wish. Now turn it down, or I'm telling Mom and Dad when they get home. Fine. The volume went down marginally. Happy, Your Majesty. Thank you, bitch boy, I said sweetly as I stormed back to the living room and cranked the TV back up. My little brother was only 1 year younger than me, but centuries more irritating than I could ever hope to be. I had about 3 minutes of peace before Linkin Park started blasting out of my brother's bedroom. I had nothing against Linkin Park. I really liked them, in fact. I had a problem with 180 decibels when I was trying to study. I stalked back to my brother's bedroom and pounded on his door. Open this door. No, open it. Why? So I can strangle you. Turn that shit down. My brother opened the door. He was wearing only a pair of boxers with a bulge in them. What do you want? I want you to turn your music down so that I can pay attention to my homework, I said, trying to stare only at his face. Why do you have it up so loud? Because I was jerking off and didn't want you to hear, he said, waving a porno mag in my face. Can I finish now? I blinked, taken aback. Yeah, okay. Just keep the volume down, okay? I mumbled. Fine. Trevor slammed the door in my face. I stood there in the hall as the music started playing again. The thought racing mostly through my mind was, what the hell just happened? I'd never thought about my brother, or any boy, masturbating. I certainly never thought about him making any noise while he did it. Curious, I leaned my head against the door and did my best to listen to the sounds under the music. Sure enough, I thought I could hear a faint squeaking sound, like bed springs. I pictured Trevor laying there with his penis in his hand and suddenly felt my virgin vagina getting very wet. I shook my head to clear it. This was, after all, my annoying little brother I was thinking about. With a little shrug, I went back to the living room and tried to return to my homework. The noise from Trevor's room continued for another 5 minutes or so. Then I guess he must have come, because the music turned off and he walked out, now wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Was it good for you? I asked in my most snarky tone. Yes. He stuck his tongue out at me. Look, I said in a bit more serious voice. Next time you want to spank it, please don't turn your music up. You're not going to make any sounds I'm going to hear, so don't try to make me go deaf, okay? All right, Trevor said, blushing slightly. Sorry, Elsie. It's okay. And that was the end of it, or so I thought. Butterflies were flitting through the air as Justin Timberlake and I lay down, naked, on the blanket. I spread my legs as he got on top of me, his erect penis poised for entry. Take me, Justin. I whispered. Make me a woman. Yah, 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 yah. Justin sang out and then started playing a guitar that appeared out of nowhere. I sat up abruptly in bed, my dream shattered. I looked at the clock and groaned. It was just after 8 in the morning, and already Trevor was playing his stupid, stupid, loud music. I liked the Offspring just fine. I didn't like them waking me up when I was dreaming about Justin. Throwing on my bathrobe, I wore nothing to bed but panties. I stalked into the hallway and pounded on Trevor's door. He opened it, glaring at me. What? It's not up that loud. It's loud enough, I snarled. You woke me up. Oh well, Trevor shrugged. Sorry. I rolled my eyes. Turn it down. But I was going to... Since he was wearing just his boxers again, it was pretty obvious what he had in mind. I don't care if you were going to be jerking off. I've told you I can't hear you when you do that. I can hear you when you blast your music. Look, it's my bedroom. I can play whatever I want and as loud as I want. My patience was at an end. I didn't want to argue with him all morning. I wanted him to turn down his music so that I could get back to bed and maybe get back to my dream about Justin Timberlake. So I came up with a final, desperate solution. Okay, look, Trevor, you turn down the music, and I'll let you see my breasts. My little brother blinked. What? It's easy to understand. I'll let you see my tits if you turn down the crap fest from your speakers. I could feel his surprise and temptation. I wasn't that great to look at, but I certainly wasn't bad, and I knew that he'd probably never seen a girl's breasts before. I'd seen him try to sneak peeks at me from time to time, so I knew he'd wanted to see them. They weren't that impressive, just a B cup, but I liked them. Really? Yes. I opened my robe just enough to give him a hint. Well, okay, sure. So turn down the music. Okay. Trevor picked up the remote from the desk near him and turned the music way down. I took a little breath. I'd never shown a boy my breasts before. Slowly, I opened my robe, exposing them to Trevor, feeling my nipples harden as the cool air of my brother's bedroom hit them. Oh, wow. I could see my brother's penis tenting out his boxers. I did my best to ignore that. Yes, I closed my robe. Now keep the music down, okay? Okay. I walked back to my bedroom without another word and fell back into bed. Eventually, I went back to sleep, but sadly, my sleep was Justin-free. Trevor was pretty well behaved the next couple days. He didn't blast his music, which made me happy. I was pretty sure he probably spent a lot of time jerking off. I knew I'd certainly given him something to jerk off to, which, strangely, didn't really bother me. I'd actually gotten kind of turned on knowing that I got him horny. Sadly, Trevor's good behavior couldn't last forever. One day when I got home from school, I saw that he was sitting there watching something stupid on MTV. I sat down on the couch and said, "I need to watch a video for school." "Tough shit. I'm watching something." I sighed. "Trevor, you know homework takes priority. Go play on your computer or something." "No, I'm watching TV." I sighed. Just like the other morning, I was in no mood to argue, so I figured I'd go with the same solution as before. "I'll let you see my breasts again." Trevor perked up. "Really?" "Yeah," he said. "Well, okay, but you gotta let me look longer than last time, okay?" "Okay, I'll give you, say, 15 seconds?" 30, he said promptly. "Okay, 30. All right." I pulled my t-shirt off my body and then reached back to remove my bra. Once that was off, I lay back on the couch, giving my brother a good view. "Wow, Elsie, those look so cool," he whispered. "Thank you," I said in reply. I pictured his penis hardening up inside his pants. I looked at the clock. "Okay, that's it," I started putting my top back on. "Right. Okay, thanks." He stood up. "I'll see you later," he said, and practically ran into his bedroom. I giggled a little, knowing full well that I'd made my little brother horny enough that he was going to be jerking off for the next several hours, giving me total peace. The peace with my brother lasted the better part of a week, which made me very happy, though there was a part of me that actually wanted to let him see my breasts some more. Doing it had made me feel very sexy. It wasn't long before Trevor found something new to annoy me with. He'd gone out and bought himself a rapid-fire squirt gun, and as I was sitting by our swimming pool trying to get a suntan, he started shooting me on the back with it. I rolled over and glared at him. "Stop that. Make me." He blasted me on the stomach. I threw my bottle of suntan lotion at him. "Why do you have to be so annoying?" I lamented. "Because I'm 13 and your brother," he pointed out and shot me again. I sighed. I knew how this was going to go. "Okay, if I let you see my breasts again, will you leave me alone?" "I don't know," he said to my surprise. "I've seen them twice already." He shot me right between my breasts. I let out a little yelp. "Then what will it take?" I don't know." Trevor shrugged a little. "Let me touch them." I opened my mouth up to say no, but then reconsidered. It would get me peace, and it, well, kind of aroused me a little. So I said, "Okay, fine, but then you have to leave me alone today, tomorrow, and the next day, okay?" "Okay," he said eagerly. I undid my bikini top and set it aside as my brother got down on his knees next to me. I could clearly see the outline of his hard penis in his board shorts. He rather shyly reached out one of his hands and placed it lightly over my right breast. "Wow. You like that?" I asked quietly. "Yeah. I did too. I'd never had a boy touch me there before, and it was really nice." "You can touch the other one too." "I can? Okay." My brother's other hand came up to rest on my left breast. He wasn't moving them or anything, just holding them. It still felt nice. I started suddenly getting really, really horny. I knew I'd better put a stop to this. I said, "Okay, Trevor. That's time." "Oh, all right." He stood up, his penis tenting out again. Without saying anything more, he walked away up to his bedroom to masturbate. I laid out there in the sun for a few more seconds and then stood up, going up to my own bedroom where I started to masturbate, picturing my brother doing the same and climaxing while wondering what his penis looked like. This was definitely getting interesting. Letting my brother hold my breasts bought me quite a bit of time, actually. About 10 days, which was enough for the school year to end, which left him and me home alone a lot of the time. I knew that left all sorts of potential for him to annoy me and for me to continue my program of taming him. I found myself looking forward to it, which I knew was weird on a number of levels. But I told myself it was all good. It was a bit of harmless fun for me, and it got him to behave, so that alone was worth the price. Then one day as we were sitting around watching TV, Trevor rather abruptly said, "I'm gonna go masturbate." "Oh hey, thanks for sharing," I said, rolling my eyes. "What'll you give me to get me to keep my music off?" I raised an eyebrow. "What kind of question is that?" "Well, usually when I play it loud, you come up and show me your tits or something. So if this time I don't play it at all, what do I get?" "That's not how this works," I pointed out. "Sure it is. This way you don't have to come upstairs and you get what you want." He had a point. I sighed. "Okay, what do you want in return?" Trevor blushed. "Well, let me see your pussy." A little thrill of excitement went through me as I heard him say that. I made up my mind quickly, but pretended to think hard about it before I finally said, "Well, okay, I'll give you a short look." "Okay." I was wearing a pair of shorts and panties. I stood up and pulled both down, then laid on my back and spread my legs, giving my brother a really good look at my vagina. I trimmed my hair so he actually could see quite a bit. "Man," he said after a moment, "that's amazing." I let him have a good long look, more than a minute actually, before I finally closed my legs and said, "There, now go masturbate." "Yes, ma'am," he said with a big grin as he ran up to his bedroom. As soon as my brother was out the room, I started masturbating, finishing up after only a couple minutes of effort. I was starting to wonder where this whole thing with Trevor was going to end up. Oh well, wherever it ended up, as long as it got me peace, I didn't care. The peace didn't last as long as I'd hoped that it would. The very next day, Trevor was running through the house at high speed, acting like a general idiot. I didn't know what all the excitement was about, but was in the habit of acting weird, even before I started my program of taming him. Finally, at one point, as he was dashing through the dining room where I was eating a snack, I said, "Trevor, would you please calm down a little? Take some Ritalin or something?" He stopped dead in his tracks and looked at me like he'd just noticed I was there. He blushed a little. "Sorry." "It's okay, just stop acting like such a freak." "Sorry, Elsie," he said again as he sat down. "Can I see your vagina again?" I stared at him. "What? Just like that? Sure, then I can go masturbate." I had to give my brother this much credit. He at least always knew what he wanted. I thought for a second and then said, "All right, I'll let you see me again. But you gotta let me see your penis." "What? My penis?" "Yeah." Trevor thought for a second and then said, "I guess that's fair." With that, he stood up, hooked his fingers into the waistband of his shorts, and in one swift move dropped them and his underwear down, letting his erect penis pop up into view. I stared hard at my brother's penis, the first one I'd ever seen. It was about 4, maybe 5 inches long, and pointing almost straight up. In a sudden rush of feeling, I wanted to touch it, suck it, fondle it, get fucked by it, do everything I could think of. The moment passed quick, but there was no denying it had happened. Without saying anything, I stood up and removed my shorts and panties before I sat back down and spread my legs so that my younger brother could have a clear look at my vagina once more. "Wow," he said after a few seconds. He took hold of his erect penis. "It's hard to believe this is supposed to go into there." "Yeah," I agreed, having thought much the same thing. "It's supposed to, though." We stared at each other in silence for a few moments before I said, "Well, if you're going to go spank it, go spank it." "Right." He shook his head to clear it. "Right. Okay. See you later." He picked up his shorts and walked off, my eyes moving onto his bare ass as he walked past me. What a lovely sight, I thought, as my fingers moved between my legs to work their magic. Trevor and I both sort of avoided each other for the next couple days. There wasn't anything deliberate about it, I don't think. We just both seemed to think that some odd line had been crossed, and we weren't sure how to deal with it. Then, about 2 weeks after I'd seen Trevor's penis, as I was hanging around outside reading a book, he came up to me. "So I'm bringing Devon over tonight." "Oh?" I asked. Devon was his best friend, and a little haughty, even if he was only 12. I'd have slept with him in a heartbeat if I wasn't still a virgin. "Yeah, so, if I agree to make sure we're both quiet and don't annoy you, can I see you naked?" I gave a little shrug. "Sure, if it gets me peace and quiet," I thought for an instant. "And if I can see you naked too." "Okay." My brother started getting out of his clothes, and I did the same. Moments later, we were both naked and looking at each other. He really did have a fine little body, I thought to myself. He wasn't some studly sex god, but he took good care of himself and was really cute naked. "You really look nice," he said. I laughed. "I was just thinking the same thing about you." "Really?" Trevor grinned. "Yeah." "Cool." He looked at me. "Can I try something?" "What?" "Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but I just want to try something." I gave him a look. "You're not going to try and stick it in me, are you?" "No, of course not," he said, giving me a slight, very slight, twinge of disappointment. "But I want to try something, then I'll leave you alone." "Okay. Cool. Well, like, lay down and spread your legs." As I started to lay back, I said, "Are you sure you don't plan to try and stick it in?" "Yes, trust me." "Okay." Once I was laying on my back, Trevor got between my legs and then sort of laid down over me, holding himself up with his hands and knees, making sure that almost none of his body touched mine. I looked up at him. "Trevor?" I said in a warning tone. "I said I wasn't going to try and stick it in, and I'm not, okay?" "Okay." Trevor reached down and took hold of his penis. Just as I was about to say something, he laid it against my vagina, so that the shaft was rubbing against me, and then pushed forward with his hips, rubbing right up against my clitoris. Any words that I was going to say were stifled at the sudden burst of pleasure that shot through my body at this unexpected contact as my brother moved some more, rubbing his penis back and forth along my vagina. "Oh, wow, was it amazing?" "See?" he whispered after a bit. "I said I wasn't going to stick it in." "Yeah." It took every bit of determination I had to force myself to say, "You should probably stop, though." "Oh, okay." He sat up, the underside of his penis glistening with my moisture. "So I get peace?" I asked as we started to get dressed. "Yeah, I keep my word." "Okay, see you later. Bye." Trevor walked up to his room, I went to mine, and we both did the same thing. 3 days later, as I was sitting around bored and trying to figure out what to do, Trevor walked into the living room. He was completely naked, and his penis was very, very hard. He grinned. "You want to do what we did the other day, Elsie?" "Wow, you're subtle," he grinned. "Yeah, whatever that means. So?" I laughed. "All right, sure. Let's go to my bedroom, though." Okay. My brother and I went up to my bedroom, where I stripped down and got onto my bed. Trevor got between my legs. Hughes Pete laid his penis against my vagina and lowered himself onto me as he started to rub back and forth. I put my arms around my brother's body as he thrust against me. It was a wonderful feeling, and I never wanted him to stop. Or rather, I did, but only because I realized there was something else I wanted him to do. "Trevor?" "Yeah?" "If you promise to behave for the rest of the week," I took a deep breath, "I'll let you put it in me for a few seconds." Trevor froze completely. "Why, you will?" "Yeah. For how long?" he asked after a moment. 30 seconds, I offered. Trevor thought about that for about 3 seconds and then, in a shaky voice, said, "All right." I'd just made a deal to lose my virginity to my little brother in return for him behaving himself for the rest of the week. My mind spun. I've never done this before. "Okay." I reached down between our bodies and after only a second's hesitation, took my brother's penis in my hand. He let out a little gasp at the contact. I lined him up so that the tip was poking at my vagina. Just that simple contact alone was mind-blowing. I said, "All you have to do is slowly push it in." Trevor nodded and pushed forward slowly with his hips. At first, I didn't feel anything, But then I felt an odd pressure that was suddenly released as I felt the warm sensation of my brother's 13-year-old virgin penis pushing into my 14-year-old virgin vagina. It was smooth and easy. He just slipped into me like he belonged there. "Whoa," he whispered as the last bit went into me. "Oh, God." "Yeah." I reached back and put my hands just above his butt. Trevor swallowed hard and looked down at me. "Is this your first time too?" I nodded. "Cool." I looked down to where my brother's penis entered my body. Oh, it felt so wonderful with him in there, but I didn't want him to come inside me, so I started a reluctant mental countdown. By the time I'd reached 30, he was starting to move back and forth, fucking me slowly and gently. It felt really wonderful, but I knew I couldn't let him keep going or he'd come. So I tapped him on the butt. "Trevor, it's time to stop." He pushed deeper into me. "It is?" "Yeah." Oh. He stayed inside me and kept moving just a little. "So take it out," I whispered after a few more seconds. "Okay." My brother thrust a couple more times, and then with a reluctant sigh pulled back, his now non-virgin penis slipping out of me. I felt a strange emptiness as my brother's penis left my vagina. It had felt really good having him in there, and I wanted to have him back inside, but I knew that I couldn't do that, at least not right now. If he came in me and got me pregnant, there'd be real hell to pay. "So," I managed to say after a bit. "You going to behave the rest of the week?" "Yeah, of course." "Good. I gave my naked brother a hug. Now go away." "Okay." As Trevor walked away, I kept my eyes on his cute butt, thinking to myself, "Oh God, I just lost my virginity to my brother." As soon as he was gone, I quickly masturbated to orgasm, knowing that he was probably doing the same thing. It was the best climax of my life. I wondered what it would feel like to have an orgasm while Trevor fucked me. It was an appealing idea. Hopefully he'd act up again soon and I could tame him some more. On Saturday night of that week, when our parents were out, Trevor's friend Devin came to stay the night again. As I'd mentioned before, I had something of a slight crush on Devin, even though he was only 12, but would turn 13 next month, I knew. Now that I'd had a boy inside me, I started wondering what it might be like to have another boy in there. Just as I was really wondering about this idea, the two of them started playing Halo at slightly under 1 billion decibels. I stalked my way into the living room and glared at them both for a few seconds. When the boys failed to notice me, I said, "Hey!" They both looked up at me. "Trevor, I thought we had a deal." "Huh?" He looked blank for a moment and then blushed. "Oh, right. Sorry." "What's she talking about?" asked Devin. Trevor looked at his friend. We have a deal about me being quiet," Devin snorted. "Yeah, you being quiet, right?" "Hey," my brother looked offended. "Are we going to have to make a new deal?" I asked. Trevor looked at me strangely. What did you have in mind?" "The same as before, only you can do it for longer, but you also have to behave for longer." "Okay," he brightened up considerably and looked at Devin. "We'll be right back," he said as he stood up. "No, no," I said, holding up a hand. "We'll do it right here. Devin can be a witness to the deal. That way I'll have someone to make you behave." But... He looked from me to Devin and back again. "I don't mind being a witness," Devin said. "Well then," I said, smiling sweetly at my little brother, "I guess we should get started." With that, I quickly disrobed and stood there naked before my brother and his friend. Devin's eyes went wide as he looked at me. He opened his mouth to say something to Trevor, but then closed it quickly as he saw Trevor getting naked too. "What the hell?" he asked as he looked from Trevor to me. I laid down on the floor and spread my legs as Trevor got on top of me. I looked over at Devin's stunned face. "It's the deal we have. He gets to stick his penis into me for a little while and in return I get him behaving." "Oh," Devin said, weakly. "How long do I get to have it in for?" Trevor asked. I shrugged. "Until I tell you to take it out, at least as long as last time." "Okay." Trevor positioned himself over me and took his penis in his hand. He poked it against my vagina. "Right here, right?" "Yeah." A little thrill went through me at the idea that I was about to get fucked by Trevor again and in front of Devon at that. Trevor pushed forward and just as smoothly and easily as the first time, slipped his penis into my vagina. We both let out little moans as he pushed home. I placed my hands onto his butt and pulled him against me, savoring the sensation of having him inside me again. Holy fuck, squeaked Devon, his eyes fixed onto our naked bodies. You guys are actually doing it. Yeah, I whispered. As Trevor started moving just slightly inside me, I kept one eye fixed on Devon, watching as he watched us. I knew he had to be really horny right now. I made up my mind as to what I was going to do next. After all, the only reason I hadn't fucked him before was because I was still a virgin. That wasn't the case now. Meantime, Trevor started fucking me a little more obviously now. Each time my brother pushed his penis into my vagina, he'd hit me in just the right way to make me feel really good. It was the best feeling I'd ever had in my life, and I knew I was going to let Trevor keep going until he came inside me. I looked up at my brother's face as he started fucking me faster. His eyes were closed. His mouth was just slightly open, and he had a look of total bliss on his face. Looking down his naked body, I could see the base of his penis disappearing into my vagina. I knew it wouldn't be long now. Ooh, oh, Elsie, I'm gonna come. Do it, I whispered, holding tight onto my little brother's ass. I had no idea what to expect when my brother came. What happened was that his face got this screwed-up look on it as he pushed really hard into me a few times and then held still. He got this blissed-out expression, and I felt his penis start pulsing inside me as his sperm was released into my body. Trevor collapsed onto me, giving me a new sensation as his chest pressed against my breasts. Now I knew I'd really had sex. There was no question about it now, given that I had my brother's sperm inside me. Pull out, I said, taping him on the shoulder. Huh? Oh, okay. Trevor sat back, his penis withdrawing from me. I looked over at Devon. You want a turn? Since you're being witness, I might as well give you a reward for it. Devon's eyes went wide. What? Really? Yeah, if you want to. Devon looked at Trevor, who shrugged and said, I don't care. She's not my girlfriend. I smiled at Devon. So, you want to? Sure. Okay, get naked. Devon's hands shook as he stood up and started to slowly undress. Soon he was down to just his boxers, and when they went, I got a good look at his preteen penis. It was smaller than Trevor's and had only a tiny bit of hair above it. Nice, though. I couldn't wait to have it in me. Devon got between my legs as Trevor had and looked down at my vagina. I'm still a virgin. I don't know what to do, he said. Both Trevor and I laughed. I've heard that before, I said. I took his penis in my hand and lined him up. All you have to do is push it in. Okay. I ran my hands down Devon's smooth, naked body as he gave a little push with his hips, his 12-year-old virgin penis very easily entering my 14-year-old vagina. I let out a moan as I took my second virginity. I knew then that two wouldn't be enough for me. I left. Devon's first time fucking me lasted hardly any time at all. He was in me for less than a minute before his sperm joined my brother's inside my vagina. It hadn't felt as good as it had with Trevor, but I hoped that, with time, he'd get better. We ended up having plenty of time to improve. The entire summer, I spent as much time as I could getting fucked by my brother and Devon. Not being stupid, I knew there was a decent chance of them getting me pregnant. And the last thing I wanted to do was to explain to my parents that I wasn't sure if the father was Devon or Trevor. So after a week, I went on the pill, which seemed to be a very smart idea. As a way of keeping our parents from finding out, it ended up not being worth much. One day in early September, I was getting fucked, quite enthusiastically, by Trevor in the living room when our parents came home early from dinner. Needless to say, they were not impressed at seeing their kids having sex with each other. We were in serious, serious trouble. The punishments we got were enough to keep us from fucking for quite some time. We eventually started again, but the thrill was gone and we soon drifted off to other lovers. I had Devon and eventually Trevor found another girl to fuck. Getting caught sucked, but getting fucked was wonderful. Even now I know that if I had a chance, I'd let Trevor fuck me again. In retrospect, I'm not sure which of us ended up more tamed. The end. Copyright 2024 by Jason Crow. All rights reserved.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.